December the 11th is International Mountain Day. On the sidelines of the recent Doha Climate Summit, concern was expressed over the effects global warming is having on the world's peaks. Lydia O'Kane spoke with Eduardo Rojas Briales, Assistant Director General of the Forestry Department at the United Nations Food Agricultural Organization, about the work being done to prevent mountains from becoming casualties of climate change.
We hear about other areas, we hear about climate, we hear about different things, but it seems that mountains sometimes get a bit neglected. We don't hear an awful lot about mountains. What are the state of mountains and should we be concerned?
For sure, mountains deserve more attention that we provide them. On one hand, they occupy an important part of the world. About a quarter of the world is covered by mountains. They are areas where, with much more difficulties for humans to be settled, a harsher climate, difficult access and mobility. And in general, either they are less populated or people living in mountains have lots of disadvantage due to these factors. And they deserve a little, unfortunately, they receive little attention. That's why 10 years ago, the International Day of the Mountains was established in the frame of the International Year of the Mountains that was celebrated in 2002. Mountains, in fact, are a cross-cutting issue, whereas many other issues you mentioned before are at least quite sectorial. Mountains embrace lots of aspects that are linked to it. And, of course, if you can imagine, also mountains host for important sometimes conflicts, like you can see in the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, for example. And in that sense, mountains areas are really much more complex, and many many factors affect, for example, they are key for our water supply, that most of the fresh water supply comes off mountains, they are key for tourism. But as I commented, they hardly receive a coherent and comprehensive attention.
Now, the mountain issue was discussed on the sidelines of the recent Doha summit. So what came up in that summit?
Mountain issues are, despite all, getting momentum. Also in the recent Rio Plus 20 summit, mountains receive quite important attention. And what in Doha was pretended is to assure that in the climate change discussions, the interests of mountain countries are taking reasonably into account, as climate change, it's not the single threat or problem mountains face, but climate change is surely an area affecting strongly mountains. Think about the loss of glaciers in the mountains. Think about changes, the vegetation and crops may move higher and the space for that may be lesser. And this may affect food security and livelihoods of mountain population, and for sure also the biodiversity that mountains preserve.
If we didn't have mountains, what really makes mountains so important, and what would happen if we didn't have them?
Well, in fact, the geography of the world is like this. We have extended areas without mountains, like most of Australia, but we have as well areas which are very strongly mountainous area, like the southern half of Europe and the western of North America, or an important part of Eastern Asia. So this is or the Andean region. This is a natural characteristic, but for sure, the world without mountains would be much more drier, and mountains are able to retain the cloud and assure that the rainfall increases, and by this we have sufficient water, not only for the mountains, but for the lowlands, that without mountain chains are normally, as the case of Australia shows, much drier. And also the biodiversity increases a lot. Imagine how rich in biodiversity Andean region are, or the Kilimanjaro in Africa, where you have in very small distance even snow, eternal snow, and lots of transitional climate under the tropical hot climate in a very small area. If there are no mountains, the vegetation, the biodiversity is just restricted to the lower layer, and there are much more interactions that are possible thanks to mountains. Also, the landscape beauty that mountains give. Normally, mountain areas are hugely demanded for the tourism industry, which is one of the elements for many countries, one of the economic drivers for many countries, even for poor countries that may be not so competitive in industrial terms.
Many people are migrating to cities because life on the mountainside has become really difficult. Is that the case?
Yes, sure. We see only the opposite, or let's say the stagnation situation in a few developed areas of the world, some areas of the Western Alps, whereas a population in the mountains have stabilized or even made slightly increase. But in the overall, regardless of development of countries, we see that the move from rural areas to the cities is even worse in mountain areas. And by this, we are losing the stewards of these mountains. We are losing an enormous amount of cultural background that is strongly related to mountains, because in that areas, there was not so much interaction with other cultures. So we find very interesting historical and indigenous cultures in mountain areas. And all that may be in risk if people move to cities due to easier living conditions, because health, education, and economic progress and jobs are easily found in the lowlands.
So in general terms, what can people do? What can governments do? What can be done to preserve mountains as they should be preserved?
Yes, for sure. The first issue, and this is what we are working through the Mountain Partnership, and FAO being not only the secretariat of the Mountain Partnership, but as well the lead agency mountains in Rio 20 years ago, is first of all increasing attention. And that's why this year in 2002 and the day every 11th of September is established to increase awareness, because in most of the countries, there are some exceptions, but in most of the countries, mountains are present. And they are important, even cultural background of a country. These mountains, if you see France, for example, is quite a non-mountainous country. The Mont Blanc is a symbol for France, and we could find a similar situation for many countries. So in that sense, it's very important to raise awareness. And second, to move forward sustainable mountain agendas and policies by governments, overcoming the different departmental borders that generate difficulties to embrace the issues of mountains that may be related to infrastructure, to water, so sustainable water management, to energy, to public services, to agriculture, to forestry, to climate change. So all biodiversity, all these issues are handled independently, and there's a lack of coherence when we apply them to mountains. And what these sustainable mountain agendas and policies may allow is to tackle mountains in a comprehensive way.